In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a sermon about falling. A couple weeks ago, my brother-in-law, E.L. Brown, who is very dear to me down there on the eastern shore of Maryland, fell off the roof of the shed of his son, Nathan. It's about 14 feet. There was lots of large farm equipment around, that's natural. But glad to say he fell on a bare patch of ground. And he didn't much hurt himself. He didn't injure his back, he hurt his ribs, but he simply shook that off, didn't even go to the doctor, he went back to work. Much more grave is the fall of our sister in the Lord, Georgia Lynn. Some of you might have received my parish email about this, or you might have read about it in the New York Times, or seen it on television. Georgia fell into a well on the historic property she and her husband, David Waldman, had just bought. She was exploring it, and suddenly she fell into that well. She's in serious condition. And David, her husband, hopes for your prayers, for your private prayers, so let's be sure to do that. I mean to talk about Georgia falling into the well toward the end of this sermon. I know that many of us are troubled about this. We have high affection for Georgia. So I want to try to put it into context. But meanwhile, I want to talk about our gospel lesson, because you see, this gospel lesson also talks about falling. The end is near. The die has been cast. Jesus knows that he is soon to fall. When he speaks of the grain of wheat that falls into the ground and thereby bears rich harvest, this is no simple agricultural lesson. He is speaking about himself in just the preceding chapter of St. John. Jesus has raised up to life again his dear old friend Lazarus. But when he did that, he unleashed his own destruction. The council convened. You would have thought that what Jesus had done would have charmed and melted the heart of his fiercest opponent, but it was not so. They gathered together in council, and they resolved that Jesus must die. Lazarus must die, Jesus must die. This is the context for this parable about the wheat falling into the ground. Jesus knows that death looms. He says, now the hour has come. Various times in the past, he said, my hour has not yet come, but now it has come. And he speaks of the grain falling into the earth. I have long known this saying. I grew up in the church. I grew up reading the Bible. But even before I heard the news about Georgia, this particular saying has grabbed me, it has tugged on my heart. In a way, I've been horrified by it, even before I heard about Georgia. It's such a stark saying. I mean, for example, suppose I were to visit in a hospital, and I were to visit somebody who is struggling, who has heart disease, let's say, and faces serious surgery. And if I were to say to that one, except the grain of wheat fall into the ground and dies, it remains alone. Well, that would be hard pastoral care. There's something about this particular parable that would just be overly appropriate, just too well suited for somebody there in the hospital. He's anxious, she's anxious naturally. And then to speak about the grain that dies, that would be hard. But that's exactly what Jesus does. He speaks to himself. 33 years old by tradition. That's not all. He speaks to himself. This parable about falling into the ground, it's meant for himself. It so happens that there are other references to falling in the New Testament. I'm going to lift up a couple of them. Then I'll return to the matter of the grain falling into the ground. These are all cases of falling, which we can find in the Gospel of St. Matthew. First, there is this matter of falling down and worshiping the devil. In the Gospel according to St. Matthew, after Jesus is baptized by John in the River Jordan, the Spirit leads him out into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The first two temptations Jesus takes in stride. It ends up he takes the third one in stride too, but the third one is particularly interesting because it seems as if the devil simply takes the gloves off and he makes the most bold temptation to Jesus. He takes him up onto a high mountain and shows them all the kingdoms of the world and all the glory thereof and says, you can have it if you will fall down and worship me. Well, Jesus might be willing to fall down into the ground as a grain of wheat, that he can bear rich harvest, but he is not willing to fall down before the devil. And in this, he's different from the rest of us. In this, he's better than the rest of us. I mean, it is the way of our human race since our ancestors, Adam and Eve, that we fall. That's why they call this veil of tears a fallen world. And we, in our own manner, have followed on behind. Maybe we have fallen because of the lust for wealth, as the devil tempted Jesus. Who knows why we fell, but too often we have fallen. But not Jesus. He would not fall down before the temptations of the devil. And therefore we read in Hebrews that we have an intercessor who sympathizes with us because he was tempted in every way, every manner such as we are, yet without sin. That's one fall he would not do. Let me speak of another fall. This is of a house that falls. Here in our church and in our apartment buildings, even in skyscrapers, we are built on granite, good, solid rock. But Jesus talks about a house. The winds blow and the rains come and the waters rise, and that house fell. And great was its fall. Why? Why did that house fall? Well, that house refers to the one who hears the word of Jesus, but does not do it. Such a one who hears, but does not make it his own, her own. It's like someone who builds on sand, on shifting sand. It's just too unstable a foundation to build a life on. In this parable, it's as if Jesus, who has already refused to fall down before the devil, invites us into the same project. He says, You've heard my word. Abide by it. Obey it. Do it. Do not fall down before the devil. Build your house on my word. It will be a strong life then. And now I return to this morning's text. Jesus says, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to fall into the ground. I must fall into the ground. A grain of wheat must fall into the ground, else it remains lonely. And he's determined not to be lonely. And there was great need. There was great need because the rest of us have too much built our houses on shifting sand. The rest of us have too much knelt down there before the devil in various ways. We were lost. He would not have us be lost. And so he was willing to fall, yea, fall all the way into death and into the grave. Now let me speak of Georgia Lind. She and David bought this historic property on Staten Island. Might go back to 1770, before the Revolutionary War days. There's an article about it in the New York Times. There were news helicopters. It was shown on television. Georgia is just delighted about this property. If you know her and her capacity for enthusiasm and energy, she was delighted about this property. She and David just closed on it 2 days earlier, so she had the keys. And she and David were there exploring, and she walked into this shed. There were leaves all over the floor. She couldn't see that she was walking onto wood. David said, she was 2 feet away. In an instant, she was gone. She had collapsed through that wood. In an instant, everything was terrifying, and she was gone. She was rescued very quickly. Fire department got there quickly, took her to the hospital. She's gone through surgery. Glad to say the surgeon accomplished everything that he wanted to, everything he hoped to. She's unconscious and probably will be unconscious for days to come. But everything that could be done in the surgery was accomplished. It's just a matter now of letting her body heal, and it's a matter of prayer. David asks for our prayer. David said something very moving to me as we were waiting for the surgeon. He said, if I could have fallen for her, I would have gladly done it. And I was so moved by that, I asked him, as gently as I could, I said, David, would you mind if I shared that line with the congregation on Sunday? Because it helps us to see what is going on in Jesus' parable about the grain of wheat falling into the ground. And David said, yes, you can use the line. But he went ahead to say, but I don't feel heroic. But you see, heroism is not the point. Love is the point. When David said those words, it was the voice of love speaking. And when Jesus spoke those words, except the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it dies, bears much fruit. When Jesus said those words, that was the voice of love at work. You and I fall. Sometimes we fall into fatigue. Sometimes we fall into sickness. Sometimes we fall into poverty or anxiety. And in the end, we fall into the earth. But Jesus has gone there ahead of us so that we will never fall into the earth in the manner he did. Indeed, we will fall into heaven. Through the grace and merit of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.